Next case, please.
The next application is 12002 Little Einstein's Preschool LLC seeks a special use exception to expand operations of a daycare facility, section 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Sand Hill Road, Route 319, approximately 2,000 feet north of Route 18. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 38. Specifically, they're requesting a special use exception for a daycare. Staff does note there was a previous special use exception, case 6,171, that was approved in 1996 for a daycare facility. They received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Davidson, 18073 Davidson Drive, in Old Delaware.
Okay. And are you speaking as well? Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. For the record, again, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannonia Associates, located in Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight to represent the applicant, which is Mrs. Lindsay Cannon. She's the owner of Little Einstein's Preschool, which is located. For the record, I've submitted a application booklet, a little package that kind of has the an aerial in it and the zoning map, and has the site plan that we are proposing for the property. This property is consisting of two pieces of property, parcel 38 and 3801. As Ms. Cornwell had introduced part of the property for the application, that there's already an existing, Little Einstein's already currently operates on parcel 3801, which is a 1 acre site. It's been a, Little Einstein's has operated on this site for approximately 8 years. And back in 2016, Mrs. Cannon purchased both properties, 38 and 3801. From the previous owners. Both properties are zoned commercial C1. This application is for parcels 3801, and I did provide an aerial here showing it that the property tonight in question is this piece here, which is just a little over 4 acres in size. It's on the east side of Sand Hill Road, approximately 2,000 feet of U.S. Route 9, just outside the town of Georgetown in Sussex County. U.S. Route 9, it's where the signal intersection is. It's where the cheer facility is located currently, just outside of Georgetown. Also, in the booklet, I did provide a zoning map, and it does show that the property is zoned general commercial. The site plan for the site, we laid out the site. What this is an expansion of what she's already doing there. And she's going to come up here in a minute and tell you a little bit, just to give you a little briefing about her business plan and what she plans to do here for this building. It's approximately 7,200 square feet in site. Again, she's been operating on this property for approximately 8 years, and it was a daycare before she purchased the business and then ultimately purchased the property. We don't feel that it is necessary. It is not. It will not substantially affect the adjacent properties. Again, it's been a commercial property for some time. Prior to it being a daycare, I believe it was the home site for the Cork Heating and Plumbing Facility. The daycare took over the existing building, rehabilitated it, and basically started this daycare facility for it. Now she's looking to expand that, and she will tell a little bit about what her future expansions are. But again, we're talking about a 7,200 square foot building, some additional parking. There will be a new entrance that will be permitted through DLDOT to be able to access the property. She is going to continue to use the existing building as part of her operations. There's already an existing playground located in this area here. She's proposing an outdoor multipurpose field, a small baseball field for the facility. She's also looking to do some outdoor science activity areas for the school. It's more of a learning center as she grows her operation. And again, this is a special use for the for her to be able to operate on the commercial property. At this time, I'd like Ms. Cannon to come up and kind of explain to you a little bit about her operation and what she's looking to do.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Lindsay Cannon. I am the owner of Little Einstein's Preschool. I opened it up in 2008, actually up here in town at a church where we only had 12 children. And since then, we've actually expanded to two different properties in Georgetown due to the demand for quality preschool centers. So what I'm actually trying to do right now is expand on the property that I purchased. Our main goal for the preschool is to prepare children from ages 2 to 5 for kindergarten. We network with the local school districts. They say that we're doing a perfect job. And we also network with Dell Tech. We actually pull from their early childhood education teachers and employ them and get them ready as a stepping stone to move into the school district with plenty of experience in all different ages. This particular proposal also will actually allow for us to expand. Right now we take ages 2 to 5, and it's actually going to enable us to take one-year-olds, I think like 8 or 10 one-year-olds, which is a huge amount of calls that we receive during the day. Also, right now with our wait list that we currently have, we're not even able to call maybe a third of the students to actually start in September just because we just don't have enough space for all of them. I wasn't able to actually expand until I bought the property, which just became an opportunity for me in 2016. I just want to kind of give you a little bit about the business that I was the recipient, Little Einstein's recipient of a Small Business Award for Delaware in 2017 for Small Business Award. So that was all very exciting, and I just hope that this will be the next step in the process. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's pretty much our case. If we have any questions, we're here to answer any questions you may have.
All right, thank you. Well, let's see. Can we start with you, Mr. Ritter? Do you have any questions?
I have no questions.
Mr. Workman?
How many is she going to have now?
About 100.
About 100?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Ms. McGee?
You're going to keep the existing buildings?
That is correct, yes.
And how are they going to access this new entrance? Is that how you're going to have them come in, the new entrance?
Yeah, this new entrance right here is how they would. So that there's two entrances. So we would keep the entrance that we've been using to the existing building, but then develop this entrance to enter to the new building.
So you have two entrances.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. And that's part of your daycare operation also, existing building.
Yes, ma'am. I also do want to state that this expansion will also allow between 6 to 8 full-time positions to become available, too.
Good.
Okay, and I have no questions, Mr. Jones.
What's in the neighborhood? What's around there? I know you mentioned the cheer center is not far, but what else is around there?
I think across the road, I believe, is there's a proposal coming out that I've heard. I'm not sure if it's made application yet for a new soccer field. I think cheer has expansion possibilities. We're surrounded on both sides, on two sides, by the old horse track, which was recently part of an application that was brought before as a conditional use, but I think it had also been dropped. There's some residential, but primarily it's ag fields or adjacent to us as well. In front of our property here, in this location here, I believe this piece of property here is zoned highway commercial under town of Georgetown. And I think it was slated for a food line at one time and a small shopping center at one time.
And this daycare, the existing one, has been there for some time. Has there been any complaints that you've received?
Yes, sir.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
One.
One?
Two.
Two. Would you wish to come up and speak, or just a show of hands of support?
Show of hands.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'm convinced by the applicant that the use has not, nor will it in the future, substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary, and I make a motion we approve case number 12,002.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,002. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,002 is approved. And good luck.